Chapter 2. Teresa told Barbie and her sisters that when she started lifeguard duty that morning, she had noticed something shining under an old overturned boat. When she looked closely, she had found four bottles underneath. "I opened one of them and saw this," Teresa said. Barbie unfolded the piece of paper that Teresa handed her. It didn't look like a message at all.
"It's just a red circle and an M," said Chelsea.
The paper was torn along two sides. "I know," said Teresa. "I don't get it." Barbie looked at Teresa. "Did you say there were more messages in the other bottles?" she asked. "Yes," Teresa replied as she handed the bottles to Chelsea, Barbie, and Stacy. "I really want to solve the mystery, but I'm on lifeguard duty all day. Can you help me out, Barbie?" "Of course we can," Barbie told her.
"Sounds like a job for the Sisters Mystery Club," said Chelsea. "We'll get to the bottom of this," Skipper said.
"And let you know what we find," added Barbie.
"See you later."
Chelsea waved to Teresa. "Thanks," Teresa said as she walked back to her station. "Good luck."
"I'm going over to the boat to look for more clues," Skipper said as she pulled out her smartphone. "And I'll take some photos, which will help us keep track of the evidence."
"I'm going with her,"
DJ said as he tumbled through the sand.
"Me too," said Rookie. "You might need a good digger."
Chelsea giggled as she watched the puppies stumble across the sand.
"I'm following Skipper and those puppies," she said as she ran after them.
Barbie and Stacy trailed them with the other puppies. The overturned boat was small and white with oarlocks on either side. It had red trim. There were footprints all around it.
"Those look like adult-size footprints," Chelsea said.
"Boots," Stacy commented. The puppies sniffed near the boat and found some paw prints, too.
"Those look like grown-up dog prints," Honey said to the other puppies.